All right, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here today. I have Gloria Cannata with me. I also have Paul Knight. What's going on, guys?
Oh, so
much. Yeah. We'd love to be here.
Yeah, and sorry for everybody that didn't get a note. I'm assuming everybody did not get a 30-minute notification before the show at 1:30, right? If anybody did, let me know in the chat. So I played the longer intro today just so, you know, gave everybody time to get here because YouTube sucks. I feel like on purpose, but, you know, we'll see. So basically this week, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I have a Thanksgiving story to tell that is totally has to do with the Mandela effect. So we're going to start with that after I just tell you guys a little bit what we're going to talk about. I did three interviews in the last week. So last week on Saturday, I did my own interview for the My Awakening series, my personal story. And then midweek, I did Brendan Daly and Carly Medrano. So make sure you guys check those out. But we didn't do a show last week. So we have 2 weeks worth of Mandela effects to go through. There's a whole bunch of huge ones. And we're going to talk about collective consciousness. Paul has a new theory we're going to talk about. And yeah, we're just going to go from there. We're going to open the phone lines early today also. So if anybody wants to call in at any point, right after I tell this Thanksgiving story, I'll open the phone lines. So we'll have them open at any point of the day you want to call in. You can call in and you can talk about whatever. I mean, if you want to talk, you know, you can talk about 9/11. You can talk about Flat Earth. You can talk about whatever. If something else is on your mind, it's fine. You know what I mean? We just can't, you know, stay on it forever because we have some things to go through. But all right, that being said, I went to my mother's side of the family's house for Thanksgiving. So we also spread my uncle's ashes. Okay. So, you know, it was an emotional day. It was, you know, down, and then it was really up too, because we're at the, you know, we weren't exactly eating Thanksgiving dinner. It was, you know, a couple hours before and the food's cooking and everybody's just kind of chit chatting in the kitchen, eating snacks and whatnot. And the Mandela effect gets brought up, and it doesn't get brought up by me. It gets brought up by my cousin, who says to his sister, my other cousin, you know, it's her house, she's doing the cooking. But she knows about the Mandela effect because her kid knows about it. And these people live 2 hours away from me. I don't have a kid on Facebook or nothing. He doesn't get it from me. The little kid, he's like 11, 12 or something. So he says to her, Ed McMahon, what's he famous for? Who's he work for? You know what happened. Everybody in the room says, oh, Publishers Clearinghouse. One person, her husband, didn't know either way. You know, he wasn't sure. But it's not like he said American Family Publishing. He didn't know. Everybody, Publishers Clearinghouse. I'm telling you right now, I don't remember who it was, but somebody commented a few weeks ago, maybe even just like a week ago, on one of the Mandela videos and said, we should rename this thing the Ed McMahon Effect. And I would have, if it wasn't so late with so many, you know, it'd be hard to find, you know, get everything all together and searches would be all screwed up. I think that's a great name, man. The Ed McMahon Effect, because the Ed McMahon Effect's huge. So anyways, it went from the Ed McMahon Effect. It went from the Ed McMahon, right? And then it went into, you know, some of the basic ones like Snow White. You know, Gloria hates the Snow White one. So I went to Snow White, Mirror Mirror. I explained how I found the Mirror Mirror cup at my friend Derek's house in the cabinet. And then it also went to Berenstain. And then she's in the cabinets looking for kids' books. And I'm like, I'm telling you, if you find it, it's going to say Stain. And looking, never found it. I said, how about this? You got any old maps or anything? Right? She's like, I got Corey's globe from 1980 something, blah, 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 in the other room. I said, go get that globe. I busted out South America, the Panama Canal. I busted out Australia, Italy, Canada, Mexico, being this skinny. I didn't. My cousin noticed it. He's like, what is up with Mexico? It's so skinny. I'm like, dude, I know, man. It's crazy. The Baja California, how big it is. The Australia with the chunk taken out of the top. And then I asked her husband. And he's a commercial fisherman for like 20 years. He's always out on the sea, you know. And we've already asked him before about curvature and this and that. And, you know, he said he was talking about how far you can see. There's absolutely no curve figured into it, you know. That conversation was last year, though. These things were brought up. This year, it's Mandela effect. And I'm like, why do they call what's Australia's nickname? You know? Oh, the land down under. I'm like, why do they call it that? Well, it's the farthest south besides Antarctica. All right. And they pulled out the look on your globe. And of course, New Zealand. And I even asked, where's New Zealand? Oh, northeast. It's northeast of Australia. New Zealand, southeast now. And it's lower than Australia. And so is Africa. And so is a little tiny bit of South America, all lower than Australia. So everybody was just like, oh, wow. It was pretty amazing. We also got into Mr. Rogers, beautiful day in the neighborhood. The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow with the gun. And then I got into a whole conversation how then later on the Tin Man got the giant wrench. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we brought up C-3PO, which we're going to touch on. And so, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to touch on C-3PO again today. So, yeah, it was pretty good because you know how it is. You look into these topics and you get kind of secluded. You know, you don't really have people to talk to. And it like seems like my mom's side of the family is really open. Because last year I went there, I get there, and it was when my uncle had passed, the one that we just spread the ashes of. My uncle Steve had passed, and I went there, and two of his brothers, two of my mother's brothers were there. And as soon as I got there, you know, besides, you know, giving everybody a hug and stuff, once everybody's kind of a little relaxed and eating snacks in the kitchen type of thing, right? Same thing, same house. And he's like, yeah, so I've been seeing the stuff you're posting, you know, about the NASA images and the satellites and the CGI pictures and stuff. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, I mean, never mind what you've been told. I'm like, what do you think about those pictures? I mean, do you think that those are real? You think those are real satellites? No, there's no way those are real pictures. I said, all right. And then they started asking me about the moon and distances to the moon and stuff like this and how it doesn't match at all what people observe, you know. But then this year, it was Mandela Effect. And it wasn't with the same people, though. That other guy, he didn't come till later this year. This was with other people. And it was pretty crazy because then the kid's getting involved. He's overhearing the conversation. He comes out in the kitchen and he starts talking about different ones. He starts talking about Pikachu's tail and all this other shit that, you know, isn't really big for me because I didn't watch Pokemon, but I know the deal with the tail and the black tip and all that. So it's like everybody's talking about it on Thanksgiving for like, it was like at least an hour long conversation. So that was pretty cool.
And your 12-year-old, you said the 12-year-old kid had Mandela experiences? That's kind of
yeah, I actually knew last year that he'd already been looking at it.
Wow.
Because my cousin told me, he's like, yeah, her kid knows about the Mandela Effect. He was trying to tell my sister. And I was like, how does he know? Wow. He was like 11. He was like 10 or 11 at the time, you know?
That's awesome. I think the Mandela Effect has something for everybody, all ages, especially because of the Pikachu, right? They know that. And the Xbox thing, logo changing and all that stuff. So they pick up on that. Brian's frozen.
I know he's frozen, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
He froze. He's like, ah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, when I hear interviews like that with young people, it's you know, I really like that. And so that there's a lot of young people that look at the Mandela Effect. If you look on YouTube, you can find them. And you would think that'd probably be something the younger people wouldn't really experience as much because their memories don't go as far back and they're not as solidified, right? That's what I would think. They wouldn't have as much experience.
But you have the Xbox, right? A lot of them play Xbox. You know, the new one, I don't know. I don't relate to it because I don't remember it is a Snoopy's tail. You know, these things these kids would remember. You know, so it's something for everyone, really, for everyone's memory. And
the camera was just lagging really bad. Yeah, no, it's cool, though, when you actually go to family's house and you get to talk about these things. Because honestly, dude, I don't ever get to talk about these things. Almost never, except for with the exception of a couple friends and then all my friends online, you know, but like not with family. Like my mother will listen, but she don't really have any feedback about the Mandela Effect. She wasn't there yet. It was me, my cousin, his sister, who's also my cousin, her husband and their kids. That's who was in the house at the time. And everybody knows Ed McMahon, man. It's like I've asked so many people about Ed McMahon, and everybody knows he works for Publishers Clearinghouse, and they're so sure. And then when you tell them he never did, and you need to look at this, it's like, how do they just shut it down? And they think, oh, you guys are just crazy. What do you mean we're just crazy? You just admitted that we're not crazy. You said it yourself. We didn't say, hey, did he work for Publishers Clearinghouse or so and so? No, we just asked you who he worked for. You know what I mean?
No, it's like they get the download.
I posted a picture of a guy dressed up in the Ed McMahon costume, like what you would use as residue, and he's holding the giant check, and it says Publishers Clearinghouse on it. And I just wrote the caption, who is this guy dressed up to be? You know what I mean? And you know what people wrote. They wrote Ed McMahon.
Right.
Of course. So how about we get can we get right into the big one since we mentioned it real quick?
Wait, because you're actually breaking up and freezing.
Am I?
Now it's a little bit better.
Yeah, you are real laggy too. Can you hear me now? I'm all right?
Yeah.
Yep, can I hear you?
All right. So we got a bunch to get into. I want to talk about the big one, and Gloria, you actually showed me this. And this is one that fucking obviously is huge with me. It's like a battle right now. You know, the Statue of Liberty, Black Tom and Ellis Island in South America are hanging on for their lives for the number one and number two spot. Because Ed McMahon and fucking C-3PO are coming around like on some fucking souped up Super Mario Kart move, throwing turtle shells at these guys in front of them because it's crazy. So everybody knows that the Mandela effect with C-3PO. We've talked about it a billion times, right? It's one of the biggest ones. It's like the most unanimous one that I put a poll out there, and it was like 95%. It was like fucking maybe 50, 60 people to two people as far as who remembered all gold, who remembered gold with the silver leg. All gold? Gold with the silver leg, right? We looked and looked and looked at these images. I have more residue of this than anything, actually. More than the Thinker, more than the statue. I'm double it. Paul, you know how much residue there is, and you know how easy it is to find it, right? You've looked at tons of C-3PO images, you would say, right?
Yeah, and passed them on to you.
Yeah, and you passed them on to me, right?
Yeah.
This is good. Wait till you see this. Oh, no, this is crazy. So, and when I was explaining the silver leg to people, right, I took a picture of it on my screen because people said, oh, it didn't change in your movie. I'm like, no, it changed in the movies that I own. And I took a picture showing my face in front of my laptop like this with the movie on my media player playing and paused, and I took the picture, and it shows them with the silver leg standing with R2-D2 on the ship in the beginning of the movie as they're getting attacked in episode 4. I'm going to show the picture now, but first I'm going to show this picture. So, Paul, you would say you've looked at how many images of C-3PO? I mean, you know, at least like 50, right? Recently, not in your life, who knows how many, but recently since we've talked about this, you probably looked at 50 images of them easily.
Oh, definitely. It could probably even more, like, because you're just constantly searching at every resource.
And Gloria, I don't shut up about C-3PO.
We know.
I say it's my number three, but you guys are like, who are you kidding?
I don't know him that well. You know that, Brian, because I don't even remember the movie. I think I walked out of the movie theater. It's not my type of thing, but through the Mandela effect, I keep examining him, and I know that this new Mandela effect was not there. I mean,
it was there a couple of days ago, and it's not something we could have missed. First of all, I grew up with the Star Wars. Like I said, it's embedded in me. You know, like it was my favorite movie I've ever seen it hundreds of times. But like C-3PO, he's literally the backdrop on my other channel, and he was on this one. With him in the chariot with the silver leg, there's pictures of him like this, doing all sorts of things. I've gone back and literally when the changes happened in Star Wars, like R2-D2 just had them wires put on the bottom of his legs that he never had. So I go back in the movie to watch these. Anytime you look at R2-D2, where is he? He's right by C-3PO's side. I've been studying C-3PO for years now, and in all my years studying him, Mr. Paul Knight, and in all your years studying him, have you ever seen C-3PO with black hands?
Oh, that's crazy.
No, it looks like a telephone keypad. Like, I've never seen that.
You know, Paul, you can see it from the other side, too. You can see the black come through the fingers. Like, see where the cracks in the fingers yeah. are? It's black, too. You can see that on the back side of the hand. And then when you see the palm, it's all black like that, dude. It looks like he's got weightlifting gloves on, like when you don't have a really clear image like this and you're just watching the video. And then, yeah, everybody, look at this. You guys know he didn't have black hands. Everybody knows. I don't give a F what people say. This is huge right here. C-3P, we keep looking at Star Wars. We did a whole episode on Paul's theories into the Sumerians and the Mandela effect and all the incremental changes in Star Wars. And Star Wars just keeps changing. We've been documenting Star Wars since the beginning of this thing. It has more changes than the Wizard of Oz, the Statue of Liberty. It has more changes than anything. And C-3PO was the biggest one for me out of all of them. Out of all of them, him having that silver leg. I've been looking at images of C-3PO and Paul, different costumes, right? Paul, yeah. the Big Bang, all these different parodies. How many different other variations of C-3PO have we looked at?
Look, I'd hazard to guess. It's like I said, you're a fan of his, so it's nearly most days that we're looking at C-3PO.
Have you ever seen black hands like that?
No. I mean, have you got more than one picture? That's what I want to ask.
Oh yeah, I do. And watch this.
You saw that people can't say it's just one image.
Oh no. I got a picture from the movie taken with my camera that I took before this happened and he had no black hands, and my picture has changed and he has black hands in the picture. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My picture changed, just like the lady in front of the thinker that's doing the old thinker, and the thinker's actually like this because her picture changed. Can you see my screen?
Not yet.
Oh, hang on. Where do you see it? You guys saw me share this picture because people asked, oh, it's really in your movie, Brian? I said, dude, my movie really changed. I went and looked, and look, here it is. His C-3PO with his silver leg, and look at his black hand above R2's head. That wasn't in my picture, dude. There's no way that was in my picture. I don't care what anybody says. You can call me crazy. I'm not crazy. That's how this goes down, man. That picture changed, bro. He didn't have a black hand. He didn't have it. I stared at this picture. I shared this picture with everybody and made them stare at it.
Wow.
That's me. That's my picture, my computer. I took the picture with my camera of my screen. He has a black hand now. That's not even a direct, because you know how we talk about maybe we'll trace things, Gloria, or take a picture of a picture. Does it change? Well, there's your answer, because this is a picture of a picture. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You would have to write down his detail, you know, everything from every screw to everything about him in order to, you know, keep track of that, which would be impossible. But yeah, he didn't have black
this
hands.
My picture of this screen, he had no black hand, and now my photograph of this screen, never mind just the movie, there's no residue because of my photograph, because it actually changed.
Yeah, and there's residue. There's still residue out there, so it's probably a new change.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely still residue.
Yeah, so we were able to find residue.
Definitely. Well, here's the clip from the Big Bang. This is the one that you sent me a while ago, Paul, and Gloria sent it to me again last night. And he's got that really intricate costume on. And, you know, before I show that, let me show a close-up of the actual costume. Hang on 1 second, because I want to show how detailed this costume is, and then we'll come back to the because the video is a little blurry. Sorry, I didn't mean to burp. You guys are crazy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got used to you burping and like heavy breathing at the beginning of the show. So, what about it?
We're used to it.
All right, hang on, Paul. If you see it, tell me. I might have just scrolled by it.
I think you. There's a cup.
I don't know what happened.
I sent you one too.
No, I got the video. I want to show people the still because it shows them how detailed that costume is. But
Brian, it's not really good, and I have a bad feedback.
You have a bad feedback? Hold on. Let me disconnect my mic real quick. All right? Hang on, because I'm having issues with my mic.
That was in time as well.
Let me see. Do I hear myself? A little feedback? Nope, I'm good.
Here's Brian and his dodgy equipment.
Yeah.
All right. You guys should hear me now. And I will be back in 1 second. Get my speakers on so I can hear. I don't know why it does that with this program sometimes. It's like it cuts out. It gets staticky on me. I knew that was going to happen, but I didn't want to shut the speakers off because then you get that echo. But I just tried to roll with it. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, can you?
I don't know where the picture is, but here's the big bang. Here's him stepping through the curtain. Can you guys see it? Oh, no, my screen share is off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just shows us one piece of residue that he's coming or talking about.
Ooh, he sounds demonic.
Well, we know he is. It's every time he goes to this thing and it's fine, and then he goes, right, let me show you this. And it goes off.
He's
here he is.
Do you know where, he's doing Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Why, is my voice all choppy?
Yeah. It's going in and out, but it sounds better now.
All right. All right, so I'm not going to do the screen share because it's just going to slow us down. Yeah, so, you know, the C-3PO with the black gloves, this is a huge one for me. So, like I said, we've been looking at C-3PO forever. You guys know. You guys know he was all gold. We've talked about it. He never had the silver leg. Now he's got black palms on his hands, okay? Black palms. I study this. I share this with people. It's one of my – it's my go-to one. It's, even though I say Black Swan is my biggest one, the first one I show people is C-3PO because I know everybody knows he's all gold. Been showing people the pictures for months and months and months, a couple of years now actually, talking about C-3PO. And we keep staring at Star Wars because Star Wars keeps changing incrementally. Incrementally. Incrementally it keeps changing.
Hey, Brian.
We just looked at it for R2-D2 when the Y is on his legs and C-3PO didn't have black hands. And now even my own photograph changed. What's up, Gloria?
Last night when I was looking for residue, I had asked about why he had pictures of residue. Somebody in the chat asked a question. Let's put the feedback. All right, that's better. Yeah, somebody had asked the same question in the chat. If you want to just answer that, he says, how come C-3PO sometimes has a picture with the red arm? And you had answered that for me because I wasn't sure.
Oh, because the red arm is from the prequels, the three movies that came out like 20 years after the originals. Okay, so those backdated the originals. So they were supposed to be before Luke Skywalker was grown and all this when he was a kid, you know, when his father was a kid, Anakin, and C-3PO was around then. And when he had him back then, he had a red arm. And then later on in time, he didn't have a red arm. But the Mandela effects only seem to be affecting the originals. So the red arm is irrelevant. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so the red arm isn't in the Mandela effect when people say, oh, he had a red arm and now he doesn't. No, he always never had a red arm. And then 20 years later when they went and made the backstory that they always promised they'd make, because Star Wars was actually episode 4. The original one was episode 4, 5, and Return of the Jedi was 6. They always planned the original 3. When they went back, that's when C-3PO had a red arm. But he never had that or a silver leg in the other ones, you know?
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, because somebody had asked that in the chat, and I remember asking you yesterday because I don't really know so much about him, but cool.
So the C-3PO one's huge to me. Paul, you would say that's pretty gigantic, right? I mean, how much have we been looking at this, dude?
Over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months, isn't it? Especially since I've been coming on. It's been like nearly every week. You know, yeah. You keep looking on eBay and different media sources just for changes. And probably change back again soon, but that's crazy. Especially that because it's like when you say he's all gold, you would say, oh, he's all gold, but he's got black hands.
Yeah, it's not something we're talking about one silver leg, we would mention the black hand.
Definitely.
Yeah, never. He's never had black hands, dude.
And the residue, there's definitely, you could still find residue because we got a couple of good pictures yesterday of Halloween costumes and stuff like that. And even the episode from the Big Bang Theory, the whole idea is Sheldon is a perfectionist. So everything, you know, has to be perfect. And he doesn't have that on his hands. So, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that that's proof, but there is, I looked up vintage t-shirts last night and I found a couple without the hands, that color, real vintage t-shirts. So, you know, they're out there. I don't know how long they're going to be out there. You know how this works. You can find residue in the beginning and then it gets slim, really, really slim, but it's still out there. Soon we're going to wake up. He's going to be wearing a dress.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Can I, you care if I talk about one of the music ones real quick?
Go for it.
All right, so everybody knows Aerosmith. Everybody knows who Aerosmith is. Paul, you know who Aerosmith is?
Aerosmith, yeah.
You heard of him?
I have.
Lauren, you know who Aerosmith is?
Of course.
Okay, so you know the song Walk This Way?
Yep.
And everybody knows the hook of the song. She told me to walk this way, talk this way, walk this way, talk this way.
Just give me a kiss.
Just give me a kiss. Right? So now if you go listen to Aerosmith Walk This Way, okay, and I'm not talking about the, you know, the remake with Run DMC because that actually still remains, which is good residue. Go listen to Walk This Way. And he doesn't say walk this way, talk this way. He actually says walk this way, 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 walk this way. Just give me a kiss. And then he comes back at the next verse and at the end, walk this way, walk this way. And he does it like 12 times before he ever says talk this way. He does do it like once or twice. That's it. He does it way later in the song and he just does it randomly in the middle of all this walk this way. He does a walk this way, talk this way. He used to alternate it every time. Walk this way, talk this way. Walk this way, talk this way. All the time. I know he did.
This way, talk this way. Just give me a kiss. Oh, hell yeah. No, I can't even imagine him saying walk this way, walk this way, walk this way. I didn't listen to it, but I mean, I know the song really good. So, yeah. Somebody said walk this way, talk this way. They're agreeing. Yeah.
It was definitely walk this way, talk this way. And if you guys go and listen to the, you know, how they redid the song with Run DMC, it still has the hook the way we know it. And no, we're not just remembering that because I know people will say that. The Walk This Way by Aerosmith was such a huge song. Everybody knows it's Walk This Way, Talk This Way.
Oh, my God.
Walk this way, talk this way, just give me a kiss.
Oh my God.
I love that song. I grew up with that song, man. They're taking my shit. I'm fucking it up, man. I love that song.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
So when you asked me last night, remember you asked me last night, you said sing the song and I sang it. I sang it the way it is, the way I remember it, is talk this way, walk this way, talk this way.
Oh, glorious. Speaking of songs, you know what else got brought up at Thanksgiving?
What?
It wasn't brought up by me either. Sing us the song of a piano man. Sing us the song tonight.
Memory, which was melody, but now memory. Son, can you play me a memory?
Son, can you play me a memory? Ridiculous, right? Ridiculous. So, yeah, walk this way. But I got one. Better. And, you know, I wish I knew what the guy's damn name was so I could give him credit because this is something I've never seen anybody else talk about. He digs up these good ones. He has just this on Facebook. He has this weird Hebrew or Arabic, some type of weird writing I can't read as his name, Gloria. You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, so he sent this on my wall. Now, I'm going to explain what you're going to see here. This is really good stuff right here, okay? So, you know how we get into the music ones? And like stuff like, say, the Red Hot Chili Peppers do the, you know, Under the Bridge. So, is the city I live in the city of angels? But now it just says city of angel, which doesn't make any sense. we've always talked about because it's supposed to be Los Angeles. Even the video was shot in Los Angeles. Well, so, you know, this video is with the whole crowd singing along with him anyways, is my point, where they're all singing City of Angels and he's singing City of Angels. It's good residue. But although most of their shows, it's Angel and all their studio stuff, Angel, 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 right? You find the rare thing. Well, there's this band, right? And I wasn't familiar with it, but I guess there was some show called Josh and Drake or something like that, if anybody's familiar with that. So they did the theme song for it, and they're up on stage, and I guess the song says, "It's time to realize." So the whole crowd is singing, "It's time to realize." The guy literally stops the music. He's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, hold on. You know, I'm real sick of people singing the wrong lyrics to my song. It's not realize, it's realign." And then the kid sends me another clip after. I'm like, all right, well, I don't really know this song. He sends me a clip from the TV show, right? The TV show says realize, and it says it right on the screen with the closed captioning. So it's like the band guy is totally oblivious to the Mandela effect, to the point that he's telling people, you know, his lyrics are actually the new ones that have been changed and they're all wrong. But yeah, everybody in the crowd was singing realize, and it agrees with the closed captioning on the television. You see what I'm saying?
You can't show a clip though, right, Brian?
I'm going to show the whole fucking thing right now.
Oh, awesome.
I don't care. What are they going to do? I don't monetize it. They can, it's not like a, it's not that big of a deal to do that. It's only a minute and a half anyways. I'm going to play it. I don't think it's because it's like a live thing. And I don't think it's like a, you know, I think I can play it. That's what I'm saying. Doesn't sound like that's what I'm saying. I sound like I'm just stuttering, but that's what I'm saying. So take my word. Here we go.
Because I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way. And I always thought that it'd be too crazy, but I found a way. If you open up your mind, it's gonna take some time to realize.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. If you're gonna sing along, just sing the right words. Okay. It's going to take some time to what? There we go. See? Yes. Okay. It's going to take some time to realign. Not realize. Because that doesn't rhyme. Realize doesn't rhyme with anything in the song. Think about it. All right. Here we go.
It's going to take some time to realize. But if you look inside, I'm sure you'll find.
See the rhyme?
Over your shoulder, you know that I told.
Yeah, because it's going to take some time to realize. Doesn't make any sense, right, buddy?
What is he talking about? Yourself.
He's out of his mind. Now listen to this. Here's the show that he does the theme song for. Watch the lyrics on the screen.
How could he say that that doesn't make sense in the song? How could he say that? Of course it does. Real life. Wow.
Of course it does. He's talking about going inside the mind and looking into something. Of course realize is the word that goes there. Not realign. You're not talking about looking at the friggin' stars.
Realign doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Wow. So I guess he's not Mandela affected.
Harley Quinn in the chat said that was my son's favorite show. It was Realize. There you go. And we know Holly good. So I have never seen the show, so I can't really speak on that. But that's a pretty big one, right? Like, because we talk about these ones where, you know, these are the interesting ones to me, Glory, the flip-flops, the incremental changes, and the ones that have crazy behavior on the people that are directly affected by it. You know what I mean? Because it's so hard to nail down what's going on here. And, you know, we have a lot to get into. So, you know, I'm going to move through a few more, and then you know, I know Paul has a new theory he wants to talk about that he's anxious to get into today. So we're gonna move it along a little bit. But that one right there is crazy to me. But I know Gloria has a big one that she wants to get into, and I've already made her wait like 40 minutes. Gloria,
you want to do that one now or?
Yeah, we're gonna do it now. When you start to talk, I'm just gonna disconnect my mic real quick, so it's giving me an issue. I want you to talk. You know, people talk about how the Mandela effect is all these things that are insignificant. Okay, and it's not true because the Statue of Liberty moves, geography, historical events, and anything is really not insignificant. If something physically changes while it's in your possession, I mean, that's just ridiculous. But, Gloria, how about when stuff happens underneath your own skin as you're living your everyday life?
Yeah. See, I think the biggest ones are the Bible and the Bible and anatomy. And I was watching one of my favorite YouTube channels, aside from this one, they had mentioned. I have a really bad back, Ryan. Yeah, all right. Let me. Yeah, it's better. Well, a little bit. Okay, it's better. So, in the middle of their conversation, they had mentioned. Brian, is how do you hear me? Do you hear feedback?
Yeah, I'm getting it bad off you.
Yeah, I don't hear myself like breaking up. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's way better. Okay.
Not yet. It's all this dodgy equipment and his late nights on porn. That's what it is.
Here, Paul. Okay, can I talk now?
I don't know. He just said we will go to a commercial in the chat.
We went to a commercial. Be back in 4 minutes. Okay. Paul?
I think we're still online, but yeah, you can have one as well. I'll just carry on talking. You know, it's like it's so unprofessional. People are still probably listening, so.
Yeah, I know we're still live, but I don't think anybody, I don't know if they could hear us. We're having major problems.
Yeah, it's back on.
Is it? Is it back on?
Well, it said it, and then he said everyone's going for a break, but.
Jenna, could you hear us?
Anyone?
Where's Jenna? Jenna.
Four of them.
Oh, yeah, we're still live.
Jenna. Okay, I can hear you.
Wow, it's all choppy. Are you guys choppy?
Well, now we're good. Let's hear if the chat can hear us, though.
All I hear is static.
Yeah, no, Jenna can hear us. Okay, so we're good then, right?
No, we're not good. Hang on, I can't.
I think I can.
Oh, I got to change the setting. Hang on, you guys.
So, Paul, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have one over here, so that's.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, see, but we're coming over really good. You guys sound good now. Okay. You know what? Maybe I should just start talking about it.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't celebrate Thanksgiving?
It's Europe. Europe doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Europe doesn't. Okay, great. Thanks.
It's an American holiday.
Well, I forget where he is. We're talking to him. It's like he's around the corner. Okay. So anyway, so everybody could hear me, right? You guys sound good now? Okay, good. So I was watching I was listening to a video the other night, and they were just having like random, they were talking a little bit about Mandela and a lot of other things. And they had mentioned something about a new discovery, you know, really, they touched on it really quick. So it was like a new discovery in the anatomy, human anatomy. So I was like, wait a minute, I got to do a little bit more research on this. Right. So you guys could hear me, right? You hear me, Paul,
I
right?
I can, yeah. I can.
So I go and I look this up and I'm completely blown away. I'm like, seriously, I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning doing research on this, going, this is getting to be so stupid now that people are denying this. Okay. And I have to shut the chat off for a second. Wait, you got here. You guys sound good. Okay. So we're good. Okay. So I do some research and I'm just like, this can't be. Okay, so there was an article put out, and I don't have it. I would have given it to Brian. I just didn't get around to it. But on Wednesday, the 28th of March in 2018, scientists have discovered a new human organ hidden in plain sight, guys. Hidden in plain sight. And it's called, I'm gonna fuck this up, but I'll spell it for you guys, okay? The interstitium. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Can everybody in the chat hear me? Can everybody hear me? And let me know.
You about the video chat? Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I think. Well, we could hear you.
I don't know. Everybody should hear me. I hope they can.
I hope they can.
Okay, they hear me. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. So I want you guys to look it up. It's interstitium. Okay. And apparently, like I said.
What was that again?
Interstitium. Okay, there you go. Yeah, it's a new human organ. Hiding in plain sight, and that just really fucking gets on my nerves. Okay, and despite it's the largest organ in the human body, guys. It is the largest organ in the human body, and it was just discovered. The largest. So somebody tell me how that works. How does that work?
That's insane.
I don't know. They described it like something like it's a fluid-filled pockets hemmed in by collagen. And it can be found.
Well, as we know, when we did the show on the Tech Before Its Time, and we talked about how far back a fucking X-ray machine goes. So you're telling me in the 100-plus years that they supposedly had these X-ray machines, you couldn't detect this extra organ under our skin?
Brian, it's everywhere in the human body. It's everywhere. It's all over your muscles, your skin, your digestive system. It's the largest organs, the largest. And they just found it through all the embalming of people and oh, come on, man. This is getting crazy. But the thing that, and there was another thing that I want to talk about on next week's show that was just as big as this one. But if you think about it, right, guys, how many – we know the human body inside out, I would think. This is not something that's not visible. It's hiding in plain sight. It's like right there, and nobody ever picked up on this. But I look at all the changes to the human anatomy, like the skeleton and everything like that, and to me it's all a positive thing. It's not a negative thing because before our bones were kind of like, I don't know, shitty. And now everything, the bones are getting thicker and the skull is getting bigger. And, you know, our organs are becoming big, especially for those who like to drink. The liver is now tremendous. So that's a good thing. You know, granted, it's an but, you know, hey.
Our eyeballs are more secure with the new bones behind the
eyes. You know what's funny, though, Gloria?
Yeah.
Interstitium means inner space, like the film. That's what it means in English. Interstitium means inner space.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't even think of that. Oh, wow. Yeah. But these are upgrades if you think about it, right? Right, Brian? Wouldn't you say that they're upgrades? I mean, the
you already know I'm becoming left-handed. We talked about this, so.
Well, you type a million miles a minute. I cannot keep up with you at all when you're typing. You're like, Did you read it? I'm like, no, not yet.
I'm like Lois Lane. Remember Lois Lane? She used to date Clark Kent. He was played by a guy named Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, Reeves.
Yeah, you might remember.
But if you think about it, like I'm saying, like the human body, I mean, we're becoming like warriors. I mean, you look at the heart. Now it's protected.
Yeah.
It really is protected.
The kidney too, because that's the whole reason a kidney punch was illegal in boxing. Now mm-hmm. it's protected. You literally, if people aren't getting this, the organs under your body, your bone structure, like your rib cage, your foot bone, your other bones in your body, your hips, which we showed, they're changing. But they're not like they're changing over time. Like they've always been this other way that you don't know them to be. And it's going on right under your skin. So for you to brush it off and say this isn't a big deal, then wow, man,
you've got to think about it now, isn't it? It's 2018 and you're just doing a major discovery about the human body. That's a joke.
That's impossible. It is a joke, and it's not like they broke down some cells in a certain way and found some new, I don't know, something on that level. We're talking about an organ that's under your skin, and they're just seeing it in 2018, Paul.
It's all over your muscles. It's all over your digestive system. Okay, granted, the stomach is in a different area right now, which is well protected under the rib cage, but come on.
Just read it. It says researchers have identified a network of fluid-filled spaces surrounded by connective tissue that fills the spaces between our organs, surrounding and potentially protecting our insides throughout the body. So it's basically like an airbag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they just discovered this. Everything else they know about is encased within this thing, and they have to cut through it and whatever, but they never discovered it.
But Paul, they're saying it's a fluid, right?
It's fluid, yeah. It's basically like an airbag, but fluid. You know, instead of it's just fluid.
But you know what I find interesting that I was thinking about this. Now we know fluid is a conductor of energy, right? So what if this is like? I mean, obviously it's an upgrade, but what if the fluid is meant to be a conductor of consciousness, of energy? It's an energy flow going through our entire system will make it easier for us to be more awake. Does that make sense? Because if you think about it, water is a conductor.
Yeah, definitely. You can look at it that way, or you can look at it the other way as well. There's two other ways. If it was filled with air, would that be that they're going to say we can fly? Because obviously lighter bones and Earth spaces, pockets of it.
Oh, that might be coming, dude. We might wake up with wings like them friggin' cats. Like
the other one is if it's filled with fluid, could it act like a submarine as buoyancy? You know, where they fill the tubes to lower and raise. There's all the ways that you can look at it. It's crazy,
It's completely bizarre. Yeah. It's completely so. Either we're going to learn how to breathe underwater, or we're going to be able to have better contact with our creator, or.
Well, I'm leaning towards the creator thing. You know that this is a positive thing for me.
But it could be a negative thing too, because
fuck that noise.
You can manipulate water, right? You could. I mean, what if they could control us more?
Water contains memory. Right. And that's what. Remember, a few weeks ago, I've been telling you that the next big thing in science is study of water for holding memory and different things. So you don't know if it's a force change or anything like that. I know it sounds weird, but you know, it's coming out with a new topic like that in 2018, and it's the largest thing in the human body. That's a joke. I think that's bigger. That's bigger than C-3PO for me, because how long have they done medicine? And had x-rays and all types of science, and no one has mentioned this till now.
Well, you know what? There was another thing that I was looking into, but like I said, I didn't do enough research on it, but I'll just throw it out there in case anybody wants to look it up. But apparently the body, our body not only has H2O, but it has H3O2. So that's something, it's another form of another phase of water. So you can look that up too, which that's a completely new, bizarre thing, you know? It's like crystalline water or something like that. I just touched on it a little bit, and I read like crystalline water, it's H3O2.
Well, you know your crystalline water. I mentioned that a lot. The crystalline water, that's another name for the firmament, where I said we came from.
Right. Yeah, and I thought that was kind of, like I said, I just touched on it a little bit because I was blown away by the other
thing. I mean, even a Scottish chemist who got vilified said we evolved from crystals, and he got absolutely hammered by all the scientists and everything. It was a recluse.
You're not talking about Dr. Polak, right?
No, okay. Scottish chemist. I forgot his name now.
Because Dr. Polak is the one who actually discovered the new phase water, which is the fourth phase water. This is kind of crazy. This really is crazy. And like I said, I read something about it being crystalline and the way it wraps around everything. And it's you have to study it. I have to look into it a little bit more. But that's also another discovery. So, but I wasn't going to touch on it because I didn't do enough research on it. But you know what? It is a Mandela. So it is new.
It's just ridiculous that they would find not only something in the body in 2018, but an organ. The biggest organ.
His name was Graham Kern Smith.
That what?
You said we evolved from crystals.
Oh, okay. Well, this is something to look into because apparently we have a hydrogen, gray hydrogen two, and it's like, yeah. It's just something to definitely look into because to me it sounds like we're becoming more of a conductor. For what, I don't know. I don't think it's a negative thing, but I think that if they wanted to, that they could really use it as a negative thing.
Could be. Remember, I always used to say that we're walking batteries.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, definitely. So I thought that was really interesting. And I did a lot of research on that. And I'm sorry I can't bring more to you on that, the second one, because I didn't have enough time. But I think you guys could look into it. Just the fact that we have that in our bodies now is a Mandela effect, even if I didn't explain, you know, what its properties are and all that stuff. But it's still there, you know.
It's a good one, Matt.
Do I still sound clear? Do I still sound clear?
Yeah, you sound clear. Yeah, you sound clear.
Well, I'm going to try and change our audio back to the way it was because I need to do that to open phone lines. And then we're going to get into a couple more. Just let me know if I don't sound clear.
I'm going to make a trip to the little girl's room. Be right back.
All right. We'll play a quick commercial, guys. Then we're going to play a commercial.
Okay.
Everybody take 5 minutes. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio. Brian Stavely, Paul Knight, Gloria Cannata. And we'll be back in 5 minutes. We're just going to let one or two very short songs play while everybody takes a break, all right? And then hopefully all the audio will be all set, all right? Stick with us. And you get to hear my song. Did you know your reality is being put to the test? The Panama Canal no longer runs east and west. Things you are sure happened never did in this reality. The crunchy cereal with the captain now has an apostrophe. Summer changed for many folks. Shit, that punctuation now just showed up on different strokes. This shit can't be attributed to only digital content. Take a look at South America. They moved the whole fucking continent. Even pop in a copy of Star Wars. It could be 30 years old. Shit went C-3PO, not at all fucking gold. Maybe you haven't noticed the changes yet. Open your eyes, trust your senses, and you realize the Mandela effect. I'm from the reality where the youngest Jackson was a girl. Volkswagen logo had no line and Ford had no curl. The Black Tom attack we didn't learn of at school. It was always "Who Will Save Your Soul" sung by Jewel. The music ones really stand out to me. It's no longer I want to paint it black in this reality. People writing it off as bad memory. Even with Superman, Chris Reeves running your trap to dismissing it is one of my pet peeves. Everything I research, people say it's a psyop. Even simple things like pointing out the towers can't collapse from the top. Somehow we are experiencing merging timelines. For more research, check out my site, The Real News Online. I started noticing changes in like 2014. It was JFK, the six-seater, that seemed so obscene. Many people will try and call me a loon.
But hold up, wait, they even changed the spelling? Looney Tunes? Let these thoughts sink deep into ya. How could you ever miss the Great Wall of India? Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island. Go search there for it now, and you won't find it. It's time for you to wake up. Hello, Clarice. In this reality, the Monopoly guy never had the eyepiece. Some of these changes, I don't see how you can dispute. For me, it was always the Smithsonian Institute. Institution? Well, to my ears, that's simply noise pollution. For me, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The human anatomy changes bug me out, but really, they should. As contrived as they may be, it was always daylight savings time and Halley's Comet for me. Our poor neighbors up north are swallowed by the sea. Some of these geography changes are so obvious to me. You might think, Brian, you went too far. I'll say, since when is Cuba as big as Florida? Hey, listen up here. The forest fighting ranger was called Smokey the Bear. I'm writing this song to have a little fun. Raise your awareness. If I build it, I know they will come. So what causing this, many want to know? Well, I don't think it's CERN, they're just a magic show. Satanists doing rituals while scamming mad dough. Sounds familiar, like liars that always show us the globe. NAS, NIST, CERN, and more. We really need to show these corrupt agencies the door. I don't think this phenomenon is caused by man. I think it's a great awakening, possibly God trying to contact us any way he can. For me, Flat Earth Mandela and our dreams are all connected. Looking to pull some people in that I can intersect with. Trying to wrap your head around it, it can be a hoot. Now Italy, it's no longer a standing boot. Shit, I'm hoping these changes might actually make me kinda cute. As crazy as this shit may seem to be, now Chewbacca has never been a Wookiee. It's time to look into this and get your dose of reality. Before you mock me and call me a fool, just remember, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
What you see is just illusions. What you see is just illusions. What you see is just illusions. What you see is just illusions.
Take a look around you, what you see is just illusions. Everything goes in circles, but there's no revolutions. They create the problems, then they offer the solutions. We're nothing but going into them, they treat us slice of humans. Take a look around you. What you see is just illusions. Everything goes in circles, but there's no revolutions. They create the problems and they offer the solutions. We're nothing but going into them. They treat us like of humans.
Repeat after me. I am not free. They're lying to you. They're lying to me. What are they hiding? I'm dying to see. Why is it God that they're trying to be? The acquisition of wealth and power is what they know. They've always been among us. They own us. They run the show. When it comes to making a difference, we ain't moving. Freedom is a fallacy, you're just a free-range human. From the crib to the grave, you live as a slave, and that's just a matter of fact. If you want to see change, forget all the...
All right, hopefully you guys can hear me, and I can hear you. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
All right, guys, thank you for dealing with the audio. Sorry, that's not going to happen again. It's something with the virtual audio cables that routes everything together. But because of that, I will not be able to take phone calls. I turned it back on so like we could take calls, but if it's going to make it staticky and laggy like that for us, I got to have to bypass it and just do the regular voice convo. And I don't think it'll pick up the Google call. I mean, I can try it, but I don't think it'll work. Okay, so where were we at? We were at... We were talking about the organ, right? And then I was going to actually get into a few more real quick. Just a couple of name changes, which for us, you know, we're so friggin' used to them now. It's like, but it is crazy that people that go on living their entire lives under a certain name, you know, can actually have their name changed and they don't realize it. And not just have their name changed, but these are very, very, very famous people. I'm going to start right away with the big one. And, you know, you grow up my age. I'm 40. Paul's about 53. Gloria's about 72. So we, you know, they... No, so...
Fuck you.
He's only jealous.
Yes, fuck you too. No, so, hey, no swearing. So I would never do such a thing. So I'm 41. So growing up, I see a lot of Robert De Niro movies, you know? And everybody knows Robert De Niro.
He's only compensating for his penis.
Yeah, thank you. And so, especially in these communities that we're in right now, you know, I maybe not so much the Mandela community, but some of the other research communities, and they looked into things like vaccines and stuff, and Robert De Niro was involved in that movie Vaxxed that was supposed to come out, and there was a big controversy about it. And this was not even long ago, plus all of his acting that we all know forever. His name is Robert De Niro, but no, his name's not Robert De Niro. Now his name is Robert De Niro, three words. And if he has a middle name, whatever that is, too. So his last name is now De Niro, two separate words. And I always know it was De Niro, capital D, lowercase e, capital N, lowercase I-R-O, De Niro. His name is not De Niro anymore.
Well, you better get used to calling him De Niro.
like he's of the Niro fucking.
Like he's French.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, or Spanish, like De Niro. Like, yeah, it's crazy, bro. And then there's another one, and this happened to her first name. And, you know, I do know what her middle name is, too, so it's so ridiculous now. LaToya Jackson is no longer LaToya. Her name got split in the very same way as De Niro. So now it's LaToya Yvonne Jackson. Four names. La is the first part, if that's the first name, or 1A, and then Toya is 1B. La Toya Yvonne Jackson.
That's French.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, and there's a lot of residue out there to find that. There's a lot of residue.
Gloria, why don't you mention, you know, I want to save some of the Bible ones for later. Why don't you mention the one about the purple, and then we're going to let Paul get into his theory, and then we'll come back to the Bible stuff after. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's up with purple?
Okay. Tell me about. Everybody who is Christian, or even those who aren't Christian, know pretty much the story about Jesus, and he was the son of a carpenter, which they weren't royalty. They didn't really have much of anything. And that's the way the story goes. So I was looking through the King James Bible the other day, and I came across Matthew 27:31. And I'm like, okay, there's something. You have to understand something about the Bible, though. Okay. You have to understand that the words aren't, not only are the words changing, the stories are changing, but the words don't make sense. You'll have and him, it, and it just, you can't even read it because it doesn't make sense. It's like a three-year-old wrote the book. It just doesn't make any sense. But Matthew 27:31, I thought was really interesting because it says something. And then we all know that when Jesus was crucified on the cross, I mean, they always depicted him with just like a little cloth around his private area. But I just think it's interesting that it says that Jesus was hung with his own clothes. In Matthew 27:31, that he was hung with his own clothes. And they said that after, right before they wanted, right before they crucified him in Matthew 15:20, they said that they removed his purple robe to crucify him. Now, the color purple is associated with royalty.
Yeah, it's like royalty, princes and...
I just thought that was kind of weird from him and put his own clothes on him and led him crucified. And then they took away his color purple robe. See, I'm saying you can't read it because it doesn't make sense anymore, Brian. You know, some verses you could read, it's like, okay, it makes sense. But these words are all mocked up. They're all completely messed up. Yeah, it says they took off his purple robe, meaning the color of Pope was so associated with that. So I thought, if you want to look it up, that was Matthew 27:31 and then Mark 15:20. Okay. And that to me was mind blowing.
It's crazy.
Hey, Brian, the one that I sent you yesterday about Samuel 25 with the word being two words now instead of one. Can you show that or no?
Oh, let me make sure I have it. Shit. Hang on.
Yeah, the word tomorrow, remember?
I got it.
Okay, so like I was saying, it's not only that the characters are changing and the new characters in the Bible, and there's words like dumbass and stupid and whore, all that stuff, but the words are just, they're scrambled. They're becoming scrambled, I guess, as they're changing. So I found something that I thought was really interesting. Let me get my notes 1 second. And it's Samuel 25. And David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow. It's two separate words. Is the new moon, which I thought was kind of weird too. But yeah, can you show that? Because that is crazy.
It's on the screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would they spell that like that? You see, you have to understand. I mean, the Bible is perfect. There's no mistakes, no misspellings in the Bible. I mean, you had 47 scholars that rewrote, did the whole King James Bible.
Well, they all collaborated on it. It's like we talked about it briefly. It's like to think that, like, because a lot of these types of mistakes with, like, the broken words, the words with the hyphens in them and whatnot, Gloria, they're all spread throughout. So to think all these different people with all these different writing styles that put together the different books of the Bible or whatever would have these consistent, crazy mistakes throughout it, it's kind of quite the stretch.
Yeah, and that's just one word that's misspelled. There's so many. There are so many. You look and you go, I don't even know what the hell that means. It's like they'll spell something like S-U-M-E, and it's like completely, or they make it into three words. It's just really weird. Like Mary. Mary's like M hyphen A hyphen R hyphen Y. It's like, what is that? You know? But that was totally ridiculous. Tomorrow. So I thought that was really kind of interesting.
Why don't we we'll bring the viewers up quick to speed, and I know it's kind of hard to say, hey, let's sum this up in so many minutes, but we'll bring them up to speed real quick on what we usually tend to think what the Mandela effect is, and then Paul's going to kind of expand on that because he's got in some new theories that extend off of that. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah.
It makes a little sense. Yeah, so you know, a lot of people have a lot of things. And like I'm saying, this is my theory. This is my belief. I'm not saying I can prove 100%. But from what I experience, from what I start with what I can rule out. So for me, I rule out time travel. I rule out jumping different timelines. Because then there wouldn't be incremental changes with different timelines. And there wouldn't be residue if you were doing time travel. Okay? I don't put any faith in science that can't be proven or tested. I think of CERN as being like NASA underground. And they do anything to play God, these people. And to think that they wouldn't, I mean, they even mock God in the name of their discovery where they say they found the God particle at CERN. So I don't buy into that. I believe that the Mandela effect, and I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I know Gloria is sort of along the same lines and Paul is too. And we all have our own side ideas. But, you know, I think the Mandela effect is our collective conscious. I think it's all hold on 1 second, shut my door. Sorry, somebody came home. They're going to think I'm a raving madman. Yeah, so I think it's I think it's our collective consciousness and it all feeds off each other. I think that things are being done to impede that. I think we also connected maybe possibly to the sun and Polaris. And I think that the chemtrails are there to impede that progress and they're not really there to kill you. I mean, they couldn't care less, but that's not their main agenda. They're masking the sky, putting things in the sky to lay, you know, to project on. And they're impeding our collective consciousness. That's what I think. I think it's a consciousness thing to sum it up. Gloria, you think it's a consciousness thing? I know that. You want to give a little summary of what you think, and then we're going to go to Paul, and then Paul can expand on what he's looking at that has to do with this.
I don't know. I could go so many different ways with this, and my explanation is probably a lot longer because
Well, go ahead. No, nobody's rushing you. We got all day. You could take 10, 15 minutes on it. Go ahead.
I'm a firm believer. I think that this isn't our first rodeo. I believe that we had experiences, or you could call it incarnations, whatever, many, 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 many times. And I think the whole idea to come here and have the human experience is to wake up. Because once you wake up and you realize that this is just an illusion, you know, you get to change your reality and you get to change your experience, and everybody collectively gets to change the world, you know, the planet or whatever you want to call it, the frequency rather. You know, and we get to live a better life, you know, a better experience. And that's my opinion. I think that I think this is our own alarm clock. I think we said this time around, we're gonna wake up. We're gonna do what we have to do to wake up. Because I know like, for instance, you could tell somebody about the Mandela effect and they'll go, oh wow, yeah, I remember, you know, four people being in the JFK assassination, and you go, well, now there's six, and then they just shrug it off and go about their everyday lives. But with us, the first Mandela effect that we found out about, we jumped on it, and it was just like nonstop researching. And it's 4 years later, and it's nonstop researching. And I think for me, I always felt like an urgency. Like, I want to get it right this time around. I want to know what it's all about. I want to wake up. I want to know, because I want to be able to change my own experience and collectively change our experience completely, where it's not where we're a slave race, you know, and we're controlled and they're poisoning our food. And perhaps that, you know, by collectively getting together and creating this, that we could change, you know, the best, I'm hoping. But I do think this is a wake-up call. God said, it's about time, guys. You've been doing this too many times. Time to wake up. And it's our own alarm clock.
Paul, I'm going to ask you it a little different. So your thoughts on, you know, collective consciousness, but I want you to start before you looked into the Mandela, because that's fairly new for you. When you first thought of collective consciousness, if it was with Flat Earth, if it was just an overall sense that you got, and then how you think that kind of ties in with Mandela effect, and then you just expand and go into your little thing.
Well, as you know, Arthur, I met you when we was on Flat Earth pages and groups, and I've always been even like thought differently from normal Flat Earthers, because I like to theorize. I don't like to research one thing. I like to use ancient civilizations, history, you name it, to form an opinion and get to places like that. I'm one into crystals, and as you know, I've done the crystals so many times, and we are made from crystals. And even this new theory that Glory just came up with, saying it's crystalline fluid, obviously it plays into my my side of the equation type of thing. But what is consciousness to me is we're all connected on every level. Now, some people, through indoctrination or like an induced coma type of thing through the elites, choose not to be connected to this one source of everything. I mean, you've got famous people like Tesla saying that there's a one great source where he got all his ideas from and tapped into, but he couldn't go into it, you know, too much detail. So there is a one essence, like, you can call it what you want, a storeroom, library, God, creator, Mother Earth, you name it, but all the consciousness for everything living is all connected. So when you get these type of ideas out of the blue, like I'm going to go talk about in a minute, it's because we're all connected. And once your consciousness, you know, evolves, like we've talked about in our theory, you get switched on. There is an actual moment where when you start to look at things different, the switch goes and you're never the same again. Now, but I also believe you have to have, and this is science proven this as well, there is a gene called the crystal gene. That is in, some people have it from birth and some people it just evolves. And this, what I believe helps with as well, is what I've noticed, because we did a little survey on Facebook this week of the people with Mandela and how, you know, how the people call us conspiracy theories. Most of them have like OCD or some other something that makes them different, you know what I mean? Not easily brainwashed type of thing. So that's on that. So I believe we're all connected for a purpose. You know what I mean? We have a goal.
I believe so too. And we also expanded on this before when we talked about the giant trees and stuff. And I think our consciousness is connected to that, to the earth. The earth is alive. How else does it have life come out of it?
It's definitely. That's why we're crystal. That's why people say, oh, we're crystal. Yeah, you only have to look We're basically 65% of our bones is crystal, and then you've got all the other substance within. It's crystal. The crystal is a great energy for storing energy, memories, you name it. Crystals are great. So that's what we're basically like. We're walking antennas. You know what I mean? And we have our own like Wi-Fi signal, and we're all connected to like the greater like internet like provider type of thing. You know what I mean?
Comcast in the sky.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're going to do. So, yeah. And this, all right, do you want me going to lead into what I've just been researched the last couple of days?
Yeah.
Wait, Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, because you touched on the OCD thing or the ADHD thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that people that have that vibrate at a higher frequency or maybe more sensitive to, you know, electric magnetic waves, and that's why it makes us very hyper or have compulsive thinking? Do you have that?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I mean, I think like stuff like vaccinations, 5G, you name it, whatever they're doing, it's trying to knock people off this frequency. Now, what I'm going to go into in a minute will show you that it's been going on for a while. But if you think about it, these people with these certain things, that ADHD and OCD and all that, I mean, you think about when we was growing up, you never got called this. You just got like a clip over the ear type of thing and got to go out and play, and you turned out fine type of thing. It's like they're trying to make people screwed, make people angry, make people so that they're all different and they don't like to unify together. You know what I mean? Making everyone individuals instead of being a hive, you know, a collective consciousness as such, because they don't want everyone to know the true power, what they have inside. They want you reliant on the state. They want you fearing the state. They want you not liking your neighbor. That's what it's saying, that we're just cash cows. They make as much money, and they want to kill us when they want, basically. You know what I mean? So it's that simple. They don't want us to evolve. We have been, if you think about it, we devolved, I believe, like thousands of years ago, or the ancients were far superior. Everything spiritual, physically, telepathic, all that type of thing, they were able to do it. And we de-evolved because of the like elites to keep us down.
Of course that's what happened. Yeah, I totally believe that. They have us led to believe that these people were idiots and this and that. These people knew the lay of the land better. They had a whole different connection with their spiritual side. To think that we're just so dumbed down and indoctrinated, and it starts with the school systems and the media and NASA and all these other things. We didn't really have a chance. They're pretty brilliant at what they do, and they don't have to use any physical force. It's all mind control.
Definitely. And this leads up to what I've done the last couple of days. And some people might call, whoa, that's a bit way out there for a theory, but it's strange, right? What it is for people that don't know, I've got my own channel, The Black Sheep Researcher, and I did a video on collective consciousness. Some people have seen it, and it's basically just what my idea is, that we all need to get together to evolve to a higher state of mind. But the next day, this is how it happened is so crazy. The next day, I woke up, and the second thing on my mind, because the first thing was a woman, you know what I mean? That's me. But you know what I mean? The second, which is being good for it being second. The second thing to me, and this is how I got onto it. I woke up, first thought was me woman, the second thought was this. What? And this is crazy, because who wakes up doing this? I woke up, thought that, second thought, hey, the SWAT sticker. And everyone knows what the SWAT sticker is, and they know it's ancient.
Yeah.
What happens if the SWAT sticker is brainwaves?
What do you mean?
Well, this is what I'll get into. I'll start screenshotting it now, and I'll show you. Just click on the screenshot. Oh, will it work? Right, for instance, in the old one, is it all working? Can everyone see it?
Yeah.
Right, that's one of the oldest ones. There's that many. Every country has a version, but this is the Sanskrit version. And as you can see, I just thought, woke up, SWAT sticker, brainwaves. Now, can you see these?
Yeah.
As you can see, now, I just woke up saying four brainwaves of the human brain, because there is five now, but about the time this was coming out, there was only believed to be four types of brainwave, and that's beta, alpha, theta and delta, right? Yeah. So you've got four types of brain waves. There's your four, all coming in different directions, right? So you got your, this is 12,000-year-old symbol, and every civilization on the planet has it. You're talking Wait. Everywhere has it.
But you so know
why?
Well,
go on, Gordon.
You know, that's kind of interesting because, you know, we have four chambers to the brain, right?
Yeah, and that's what I was mentioning, four lobes to the cortex.
Okay.
You got the frontal lobe, and this is what I'm using. There's your four lobes of the brain.
Huh.
Right? Now, this is where I was going to. It's the oldest symbol on Earth. One of them, because the other one is my rosette for Ish in Anna's star, and that's even older. But this is everywhere. Now, this is what is freaking me out. I woke up after doing the video on collective conscious, and a voice in my head said, Paul, brainwaves and the SWAT sticker. Now, what I'm going to go on now is a bit my theories and basics on any road. The SWAT sticker, it comes from the Sanskrit word meaning the, you know, SWAT sticker.
Right.
The SU meaning the good, and the ASTI in the middle meaning to be. And the KA is just a suffix, basically, you know, to make up a word.
Yeah.
So basically it means like to good to be, good to be. But I'm into ancient civilizations. Now, I know in Egyptian, the KA, the ka, is vital because the ka, as you know, in ancient Egyptian is a principle of the soul or of a god. So does the SWAT sticker mean good to be God? Or is this the connection to God? Is this his frequency? Is this the collective consciousness of us to connect to the creator? Now, this is what got me going. And also, as you might not know, the opinion of some of them, you've heard of Om, haven't you, guys? And everybody go, Om.
Right.
Right. That's another ancient... It's a magic, holy, basically, word. You say it, and it's all written. It's the beginning and the ending of most things. It's like the word of God, the universe, basically. Now, some scholars believe that the SWAT sticker is written in ancient Brahmi script. So the SWAT sticker is Om. So now I'm linking the SWAT sticker to the word, the God. So you've got the SWAT sticker, the four brainwaves, the four lobes, consciousness. Now, what happens is if we're all connecting, you know, if you're meditating or your consciousness is growing, what happens if all these four brain waves meet and connect to a frequency right in the middle? Now, do you know what's in the middle?
No.
Your pineal gland. So some of you will know that is like your connection.
Yeah.
To God, and in the pineal gland, as I've mentioned loads of times.
Yes, you think that our brains could all be at a very high potential, our consciousness, when they all meet at the point of the.
At the point, no, in the pineal gland, so all these brain waves come in, connect at this point, activating the crystals in the pineal gland, and they're the same ones that you have in the ear, like a calcite crystal. Any road, when these crystals vibrate and touch and move, a spark creates. Now, as soon as this spark creates, that's it. You're switched on then.
Well, that's what they say about because when you say
Yeah, exactly. And this is what I want to show you. It's cool now. That is, if you can see on the screen.
Yeah.
This is like brain waves, theta waves, where you can see the supernatural. You're open, you know what I mean, to more like ESP and things like that. Now, after 25 minutes, can you see the brain, how it's centered right near the pineal gland?
Right.
Yeah.
But watch this. If I get it right, it's just on my channel playlist. I'll only play a little bit of it.
Make it bigger.
Now, watch the pattern it makes, and this is Om in the pyramids. It's exactly the same as what I've just showed you on your brain waves.
Oh, you're going to show like cymatics that make that pattern?
Oh, it's right near the beginning, so it won't take long.
Yeah.
Paul, they're really going to burn you at the cross for this.
So it's not even started. It started to do your circle. And then when the arm starts, it's starting a second. So that's a change now. There you go. Near enough like the brain waves. Right. So what I'll do is pause that now. So you got that from the brain waves, similar pattern.
Yep.
When you start using your more theta waves coming in. So basically what I'm trying to say is,
what is the mainstream reason that they've been telling us causes brain waves? Have they not said it's some sort of frequency? Have they diverted that and said it's just like some electrical impulse, but it's not frequency? Is that their story?
Yeah. Now, what I'm trying to say is, if is this gone? Is this of a, oh, it's a, could have knackered it up. Is it on?
Yes.
Ah, there we go. We're back to normal. What I'm trying to say is, I woke up after doing a video on the collective consciousness. I'm waking up thinking about the SWAT sticker and brain waves. And is it the point where they all meet? Is this where our, is this like where our access to the collective consciousness? And
well, that would explain a lot of things, like the agenda, and everything against it.
Exactly. Because if you think about it, when you have a clever idea, some people say you've had a bright spark.
Yeah.
And this is my, the crystals in the pineal gland create a spark. You've got to rub types of crystals together and they create a spark. And that's your idea. That's your connection to the God, to the creator, to this grand collective consciousness that Tesla jumped onto, where he said he figured out all these plans and a greater consciousness. Now, I went a bit further. Now, I will definitely get burned for this. But hey, what I mean, I wouldn't be the black sheep if it wasn't this. So the SWAT stick is 12,000 years plus, right? They say Eden has four rivers, right? From the one source. Are we the one source, and these rivers are the four brain waves, the four lobes, right?
Yeah.
And is it, so is this then, is a key to unlocking, as people call it, a download or a collective consciousness? Is this four waves to connect to or talk to the higher,
right,
you know, the higher creator or something like that? It just seems strange that four and like 12 and different numbers are repeated in your bones and different things. It's, do you know what I mean? It's just crazy.
Well, look at this too. Look at the whole story of Hitler and how he adopted the swastika. He was obsessed with ancient technology. He was obsessed with aliens. He was obsessed with all of that, you know, and he made that his own, you know, icon, whatever it is, you know, and that's where he got it from. He got it from ancients.
Yeah, it's been going for so long. Everyone, the Sumerians, the Egyptians, the Akkadians, the Chinese, the Native Americans, everyone has got the symbol. Now, is this been left behind to show people how they can connect to the higher power or to this database? Do you know what I mean? Like to get information to evolve ourselves.
Like a clue, like some of the clues might be left by the creator with the Mandela effect.
Yeah, it's like, well, I've researched on the Inanna and the star. It's like I found in North America, I think it was, the Native Americans had this symbol, the swastika, inside Inanna's star. And Inanna's supposed to be the god of queen and heaven, you know, the god of queen, heaven and earth. And you've got the swastika inside, meaning is this how they connect to the god of heaven and earth?
But it makes sense, though. But it really honestly makes sense, Paul, because you know the story about Hitler finding that the swastika and started, you know, he made it his own. That guy was completely, at least in my timeline, I haven't checked in this one, but completely obsessed with ancient technology and, you know, all of that.
I mean, there's one thing now, if I can sure get on now.
You know, the Sword of Destiny, and that was his whole, you know, time travel. Yeah. All of it. He was obsessed with the looking for, I mean, he had his own men go out there and excavate, you know, do archaeology work. So that kind of makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, I guess he knew more than, you know.
And then you've got like Tesla saying like 396 and 369 and all, you know, you've got different variations of it. That is, of, as we know, the infinity symbol.
Right.
Now, somebody in the chat said Buddha has a swastika now.
Really? Yeah, Buddha is the one that has them. What is this? Two people together connecting to create a connection. Now, there's things that happened to me lately, and I won't go into detail because obviously they're private, but the things I know that you shouldn't really know. Once you form a connection, it's like when you're at home and you think, oh, I've not heard from such and such in a long time, and they ring on the phone. Type of thing. Once you create a connection, everything, affinity, we're all connected. It's just if you're willing or connected in the middle. Do you know what I mean? It's basically through the governments. You know what I mean? Because why are they chemtrailing to block out this and this? There's got to be a reason.
And you know what? If that symbol does represent that, it makes sense that they would. It would be the most hated symbol right now because of what Hitler did.
And it's one of the holiest symbols, but you're not really allowed to talk about it because Hitler took it. But he got it from inside a church. Every religion has have it. I've even had posted this week about synagogues having the Nazi symbol, the swastika in it. It's one of the oldest symbols.
It has the first effect on us. We look at it as catastrophic and disgusting and horrible, the swastika. And you know what I'm saying? Because of happened.
Yeah, we're inbred. Right. It's when you think, when they tell you to do not to do something, that's when you should open up and thinking there's a reason why.
Every time.
Yeah, exactly. All these symbols mean something. Now, you can look up the swastika and it'll just say it's for good and you know, good for prosperity and blah, blah, blah. But they don't really know what it is. So how can I do a program on the collective consciousness and then wake up in the morning with an idea of the swastika being brainwaves? It's just so freaky. And as you, like you said, I come up with different theories and this and that, but I've not had something like come in and it was a voice in my head. I woke up and my first thought was, you know, erotic, let's say it. And then the second, the voice said, Paul, the swastika for brainwaves. And that's how we connected. Now, I had to write it down on straight in my book because in case I forgot. It was just so profound. Now, more I've looked into it, more it makes sense. It's an ancient symbol of spirituality, and I've connected it to Om, which is like the universe, the God, the essence. And it makes the same type of brain waves of the circle in your brain of Om, and it's proven. These weird connections are making everywhere. It's just...
Is it the Sanskrit one, though, Paul? Is it the Sanskrit one that makes more sense than the one that, you know, we have today?
In a sense, yeah, because the Nazi one, strangely enough, though, can work because I don't know if you've heard of square sound waves.
No.
Now, square sound waves are just a pattern. If you think about sound waves on a chart and you've got your normal things, a square sound wave has blocks intermittent like that. Now, that is supposed to be like the human frequency for binary code. So that would work as well. It's only I've just changed more from that because I've found out about Om and that being Sanskrit. But the brain waves, the square waves, and you can go on the web, internet and type them in and give a tone, you know what I mean? It goes, so it's a similar sounding sound to Om, and they affect people, but also they like to use them in clocks and different things for binary because it's duality, it's equal on, off, on, off. So if this brainwave is on, off, on, off, and people who are enlightened or meditate, it's connected on. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I know it sounds weird, but it was so profound about it. And when I got up, I messaged Jenna or Harley Quinn, and we've just gone from there, and there's just so much on it. It's unbelievable.
It makes a, like I said, when you know the history of the swastika, yeah, it makes 100% sense.
Because like I said, even it could just be two brainwaves, but it just seemed to fit. The four angles coming in, whatever angle, and there's four brainwaves. I know they've found another one called gamma waves, which is at a higher frequency, but that just could be 5G or whatever. Do you know what I mean? They're doing it to you. Right, right. But you have four brainwaves. At the time of this, a 12,000-plus-year-old symbol of four brainwaves coming in at four angles, hitting four lobes, and your pineal gland in the middle lights up like a crystal because it's crystal in it, and that's a bright spark. It just makes sense to me. It might not make sense to a lot of people, but who in the hell wakes up and thinks, oh, the swastika is brainwaves, sound waves, or electromagnetic waves? It can be any wave. I've even looked at electromagnetic beam coming in. Could this be?
Yeah.
There's a reason for the swastika, and mainstream science do not know what it is. They just think it's a holy symbol.
Right.
And it's everywhere. Why would every religion everywhere on the planet have the same symbol if they've never met each other or how important it is?
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's just something to think of, and that's the type of thing I think up, people, and on my channel and different things. I always come up with different things like that, and it just... Do you know when you feel something's right?
Yeah.
Like I said, I just woke up, and this has never happened to me before, and it was weird that it happened the day after I did a show on collective consciousness.
Well, you know what, Paul, it's the same thing when you look at, you know, the things from the Anunnaki, when they're sitting there and they're holding this big thing and it's making a four-pointed star, and that's the cymatics. It's the same thing. They're playing with frequency. They're playing with the vibration.
It's not like I'm saying this is this and this. It's just coming up, and maybe someone with a better understanding can say it could be the place where we get the download of information, or it could be God's frequency, because obviously it was a sound of God that created the universe. Is this his frequency? It's just food for thought.
Yeah.
And obviously I'll be doing a standalone video on it soon for my channel, but I just thought it'd be good to come out with on Brian Shaw, especially with it, it's got to do with consciousness and a higher state of mind. It just really got to me how I came up with it. And like even the name, and adding the Egyptian bit, which means your soul or the soul of God. So you've got a certain sound. Swastika means basically good to be God, or if you want to be as good as God, this is, you know, the symbol. And that's a frequency.
Can that, I don't know if you said it, but can it be measured though? Can it be measured as a sound, as a frequency?
Well, om is a frequency, as you saw in the video.
Yeah,
and om, some scholars saying om is the swastika.
Oh, they're saying it has the same.
No, it is. Like this, the swastika is. You know, if you type in om symbol, you'll see it's all at three curves. They're saying that basically is the swastika in Brahmin, you know, the Brahma written style. So that's where the connection, I've made a connection from the swastika to om and how it affects the brain and your higher consciousness.
Well, A, E, I, O does the same thing. A, E as om.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, same vibration.
So it's just weird, especially to get the connection between the word in Sanskrit, like I said, to be God, and how the Sumerians and Sanskrit, they were all there with and that was it as well. These civilizations, these great civilizations, I don't know if you know, they were called the Four River Civilizations.
Huh.
And this was Egyptian, Sumerian, the Hindu civilization in India, and I forgot the last name for the one in China or Japan at the time. I have it down in my notes. So they were called the Four River civilizations, the great civilizations, the Four River. So is this Four River, the four brain waves?
Well, the four chambers of the brain have fluid exactly. in it. Makes sense, right?
You know what I mean? And that's just the connection that I've made just from waking up thinking of the SWAT sticker and brainwaves. And then I just went to town in it like you know I do. Me and Harley found, like I said, this information.
That's good shit. That is good shit.
And basically, like we talk about consciousness before and like in the Mandela effect and we've shown the Sumerians and it came from there. Now we came up with consciousness and what is it? And there's a symbol for it that I believe is a SWAT sticker.
Interesting. We'll have to look more into it.
It's like I say, it's different, but it just made sense when I was just looking into it. You know, when you're researching, you're finding connections.
Yeah, of course. And we have to think outside the box, or we're never going to progress the conversation.
And that's just like what I've been doing for the last 2 days. And I was going to hold off, but I just thought I'd get it out there on your show. Like,
no, you get it out there. And then as you look into it more, we'll touch more on it next week or whatever. But, Paul, somebody had a question in the chat. Have you seen the Pyramid of Scotland?
No, that's a new one.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he's asking because that's a Mandela effect. That's what I'm assuming. But, yeah, I don't know. Is why are you asking, Captain Kirk? Probably because that's a new one. Gloria.
Yes.
I know you had some more Bible ones you wanted to do.
Yeah, that pyramid, that's new to me too. Hey, do you want to touch on the one with Jared?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you?
No, baby. Right. Go ahead.
All right. So you guys all remember Jared, the guy from fucking Subway that molested the kids, right? Or he had the child porn on his computer or whatever it was. Jared, the spokesman for Subway Subs, he was that fat, fat guy. Then he was real, real skinny. He showed you how skinny he was in his waist. And that was like years ago. Like, maybe not 10 years ago, but I remember that like 7, 8 years ago. It was a long time ago that Jared got arrested for doing that. And there were lots of memes for years going around about Jared and all sorts of jokes, you know, before memes were around, really. And you know that now Jared was not arrested for that until the middle, or actually the fall of 2015. That's like right before Donald Trump got into office. That is not when Jared got arrested for that. I'm sorry.
You hear the story that the cops were looking for him, the helicopters, and they were near his house. And I'm like, what?
I never heard any of that.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I was watching it the other day. I was like, what happened here?
Yeah. Yes, Alt Zeta said 2009-ish. That's what I'm thinking. So that's almost 10 years ago. That's 9 years ago, you know? No way it was 2015. There's no way. There's no way. It's not even close. They could maybe slide and say 2013. Maybe I doubt it. You know, not 2015, man. It was so long ago. There was no way that was just 3 years ago.
No.
I know where I was 3 years ago, and that had already happened long before then.
Yeah, because that's when he first started doing the Subway commercials, and he did it for like maybe less than a year. And then you heard that he got locked up and blah, 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 and all this shit. And then I remember him getting out and then doing different commercials. Or he went back to doing that commercial. I don't remember. But I remember that was about 7, 8 years ago, because I know where I was working at the time, because I worked right next door to Subways. So I remember that. And that was about 7, 8 years ago. That one blew my mind completely. I was like, no fucking way. What are they saying?
Fucking crazy. So what's up with the Bible? You got some new Bible ones this week.
Yeah, I have a couple of them in the Bible. Let's see. What do we have? Well, we have the new word in the Bible now, and you can find it in Chronicles, one of them, like 26:15. Now it says engines. The Bible has the word engines in it.
Where does it say that? What's it say?
Actually, I didn't write. I just wrote Chronicles 26:15, and I just wrote engines. And that's in the King James Bible, so I didn't write the... I didn't write the verse down. I just wrote, now it says engines. So that's in the King James Bible, and that was Chronicles 26:15.
Gloria reads the Bible more than anybody I know.
I thought this was interesting. I know I mentioned something similar to it on a previous show, but this is the KJV too. Yeah, whatever. I just had a brain fart for a second. And this is John 3 John 1:13. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. Did you know that they had ink and pen? Did you know that they had ink and pen?
No.
Okay. I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. I just thought that was really weird. And then there was a couple of, which from the other, I did King James this time, but there was a couple of them from the other American translation. Let's see, what do we have? We had the crucifixion. We have the space probe. Yeah, that's all I got. Well,
can I re-mention an oldie but goodie for people that might be new to the idea?
Okay.
So I have some new people that came to the channel today, some from some friends in the Flat Earth community. And they came probably I know some of them came because they heard me interview Carly and she mirrored the video on her channel. So some of them are hearing us for the first time. Maybe you guys haven't heard these huge ones, and maybe you have. But did you know that now in the Bible, not in all of them, but in like 60 to 70% of them, Jesus was now hung from a tree rather than crucified on a cross. Hung from a tree. Now, if that's not crazy to you, I don't know what to tell you. And I'm not even into the Bible. I've never been religious. I've never even read the Bible. But I know Jesus wasn't hung in a tree. And there's also, you know, we brought this up in the past before, but you might not have ever heard it. There's a lot of arguments between Christian-based groups, you know, over the shape of the earth. And they'll bring up the point of, you know, there's no planets in the Bible. Well, and I should also note that in the Flat Earth community, most people use the King James Bible. Well, in the King James Bible, there are planets in there. And I'm not saying these people were lying. I'm saying they weren't in there. And now the word planets are in there. And you can say it's meant to mean whatever you want, because it is in place of the word constellations in a lot of different that would be there in a lot of the other versions. But the word itself wasn't in there. If you open up your physical copy now, the word planets is in there. And I'm not saying planets are real. Trust me. I know that that's fake, space is fake, all that. I'm just saying the word planets is in there. So now that argument that everybody's had for so long doesn't even make any sense. So I'm hoping that can trigger some people to take a look at this. What do you mean planets are in there? I just looked at it, you know, so-and-so months ago or a year or two ago, and I've been telling people and blah, 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 blah. And no, planets are in there. Gloria, what is it? Is it 23.5? It is, right?
God, you remember because it stuck out with you really, really.
Yeah, I think it's Kings. If you guys Google Kings 23.5 in the King James version, it'll say it, and it talks about planets.
It's in other ones too, not just that.
Yeah, but it's not as in as many as like the Jesus on the cross. It's maybe the other way, but it's in like 30% of them. You know.
Yeah, you know.
They used to hit the King James first, right, with the Bible. I don't mean to cut you off, but let me just say, it used to always be the King James Bible. And, yes, this guy in the chat, he's new to the channel, and he said the Jesus thing is very interesting for me. Note, I'm a student of the Quran. I'm not religious but spiritual. The Quran says Jesus never has been hung on a cross.
That's interesting. And you know what's really weird? Because I always thought that the Quran was more accurate than the Bible. That's just my opinion. So that's And so before when I touched on, I was explaining that the Bible not only are the new characters and really weird words. Like by the way, the word booty is in the Bible. Okay, and that's just crazy.
Well, the word whores. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Matrix, we talked about these, but if you guys that are new to this, the word whores is in the Bible repeatedly. I don't know how many times, Gloria.
Dirty whore.
Dirty whores. And the word matrix. You came out of your mother's matrix.
And a woman, a woman who has her period. A woman who has her period
is
what about the guy with like the fungus on his penis and the discharge?
Don't crush his testicles, and if his penis is filthy, yeah, that was the, I think that was a New American Standard. But this is what I was trying to explain before. It's so, there are verses that are so jumbled up, Brian, they make zero sense. And I wrote one down. I'm going to read this to you. Tell me what the hell I just said, okay? This is in the King James, okay?
Paul will tell you because Paul's really the biggest religious guy we know.
This is, this is how messed up it is that it sounds like a fucking Dr. Seuss riddle, okay? Listen to this. And there are also many other things which Jesus said, the which I, if they should be written, everyone, I, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. What? Did anybody understand what I just said?
No, not at all.
Would you like me to read it again?
Yes.
And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the word, the world itself could not contain the book.
That's just all thrown together in a random order.
What the fuck does that even say? Things, other things that which Jesus did, the which, comma, what does that mean?
No idea.
Written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could contain the books that should be written. What the fuck? What does that even mean? That's what I'm saying. And you know what? I'm going to keep an eye on that verse because eventually it's going to form a proper sentence. Because right now it's just all over the place. But that's almost everywhere in the Bible. Doesn't make any sense. I don't know what they're trying to say. But the fact that they said Jesus and then the witch, comma, Jesus, comma, the witch, comma. What the fuck is that? Dude, crazy.
What about something that you didn't get to send me the link on yet, so I can't really show it, but I hadn't get a chance to look at it, I'll admit it, but you and Paul talked about it, and it sounds crazy to me. What about the growing stones?
Oh, I have
You want to tell people about that?
Well, you want to, you looked at the video, didn't you? You said it was crazy.
Well, the stones like that.
The freaking stones that move and grow. What the hell is that?
We can skip over that if you're not ready to talk about that.
I have the link if you want it. It's up to you. Okay.
Oh, we'll just go to the next one. There's also the logo for CERN has changed.
Oh yeah.
The logo for CERN for me was always, it was like three sixes, very blatant too. They would just add different angles on top of each other. And now when you look at it, it's like five sixes. And if you guys can take a look at it, go ahead. I don't have a picture handy to pull it up. But there's all these extra lines in there now on the CERN logo, like the black logo with the lights, the white lines on it. It used to look like three sixes, and now it looks like five sixes. It's really crazy. Really crazy. And then there's also the Coca-Cola one. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Do you want me to screenshot it?
Yeah, you got the old and the new one.
I'll get both of them.
They're both in the group. Carl posted them in the group like yesterday. There's a post he made with a meme of them side by side. I didn't think I saved it. If you can grab it.
Oh, it's so funny to go. I'll get it off the Facebook then. It's just not coming up.
And yeah, everyone knows.
Just carry on and then I'll get it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what else. I don't know what else I wanted to touch on today. I do want to tell people, I know we have kind of a mixed crowd today, which is good. I've been doing the My Awakening interviews, which has helped spread the word out to other communities a little more. And I've gotten some really positive feedback. Make sure you check out the one I did Wednesday with Kylie Sunshine Medrano. Make sure you check out Tuesdays with Brennan Daly, and check out last weekend's with it was my own story. Make sure you guys check all those out. But for those of you guys that are new to the Mandela Effect, I'll start with you first. If you go to the playlist that all these videos end up on, the Dose of Reality playlist on my channel, just a couple videos deep, you'll see a video that says 100%, how you know 100% the Mandela Effect is real, not a reissue, rebranding, or a digital download thing. You click on that. All right, Paul, hang on. Do a screen chip. Oh, hang on. There we go.
I've done it.
There we go. So the one on the right is what I remember for the CERN logo. Oh, do I not have it? Yeah, it's on. And the one on the left is the new one. I don't know what you guys remember, if you want to ask the chat, but this one on the right is definitely what I remember. What about you, Paul?
Yeah, it's definitely that one, because it's the same as the that chaotic symbol that you showed me, you know, the demon.
Yeah.
The same. It just had three sixes.
And yeah, look, know this one, because being this whole time through the Bendel effect, everybody gives CERN the credit for it or hate them for it or whatever. So that symbol should be, that icon should be really familiar to everybody at this point.
Yeah, it's not the one on the left. It's not the one on the left. So what I was talking about is, and for people that just got here, you know, if you're new to the Mandela effect and you're a little lost, if you go to the Dose of Reality playlist on my channel, there's a video, right? It's like third or fourth video in right now. It says how you know 100% the Mandela effect is real. It's not long. It's not like this long show you just watched. It's only like 40 minutes, and it's really going to bang home to you and prove to you how this is actually really going on. This is not something anybody's imagining, misremembering, not a reissue, not a digital download thing, not a rebranding, not a company name change. It's absolutely none of that. That stuff's... We can debunk that in 30 minutes. I mean, not even 10 minutes. It's so easy. You really got to check it out. It's a powerful video. Me and Gloria did that one 2 weeks ago. And also, if you are in the Mandela community and you hear me talk about the moon mission being fake or space or flat Earth or these things, just let's talk about the moon landing, you know, and check out my Apollo video that I also made like a week ago. That's also on that same Dose of Reality playlist. You just check it out, okay? And it's a short video. That, too, is also about 40 minutes. And it'll walk you through. And I guarantee after that, you're at least going to have a lot of questions for me or for other people. Because I think everybody needs to connect all their topics together. That's kind of the overall message I have every week. I know I say that a lot. And, Paul, I'm sorry. I had it locked on your camera. yeah, no, I know I say that a lot the whole time. But I think it's very important. And it's very advantageous to yourself to have other backgrounds in other areas, because it makes it so much easier to connect the dots. And sometimes without having the background in different areas, not just easier, it's just impossible to connect the dots if you're just one topic minded. And you also want to share your stuff with other people that talk about many topics. That's the whole reason I do those My Awakening interviews. And you know what? People have been contacting each other, watching each other's videos, messaging each other, looking into theories that other people said because they came on the shows. It's working beautifully right now. Now, granted, I don't have huge numbers because I'm still a fairly new channel. But my plan of like how people are reacting to it, and it's working good. So that's why I think it's important we all do these shows.
Brian, the person who because I didn't see him in the chat, the person who said that he knows the Quran, right?
Yeah.
If he's still in the chat, if you know who it is, I just want to ask him a question, because we noticed it happen like really in America, kind of with the Bible and stuff like that. And I'm just curious to know if you noticed any changes in the Quran.
Oh, yeah. If there's any changes in the Quran, you know, Mandela effect changes.
Yeah.
We're curious because we know a lot of the Mandela effect seems to be like North America based, the US based.
Yeah.
Wondering. Yeah. Baris, he said, ask me. It's Baris in the chat. Yeah, so have you noticed Mandela effects in the Quran at all? If so, how many, how often? Are there different versions of the Quran? Like there is the Bible. There must be, right? I mean, there's got to be different versions.
I think so. I think there's just one.
He said no changes.
No change. That's so interesting. But you know what? The way our Bible is changing is starting to suit. It's starting to coincide with the Quran, believe it or not. A lot of the things, yeah. I find that really interesting. Yeah. Because they look at it as Jesus being a prophet. And like I said, a lot of things in the Quran, our Bible is now starting to mimic the Quran. You know, because there are verses in there where it says that he bowed down and he kissed the ground and he bowed down again and kissed the ground. Just like Muslims. I mean, my nephews are Arabic. You know, my ex-brother-in-law, my nephews, and that's how they, you know, get down and pray, and they do that. And there are verses in the Bible that say that now. So it looks to me like it's kind of mimicking the Quran. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for answering.
Yeah, thank you. you guys have anything else you want to get into before we get off today?
No.
I kind of went through everything I wanted to.
Yeah, we got a lot out there today, dude. People need to start this video from the beginning and rewatch it because a lot of good shit on here today.
Oh, yeah. Paul, you good?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
All right, so everybody, make sure you subscribe to Paul's channel. It's linked in the show notes below. All you got to do is hit see more or show description, whatever the term is, on below the YouTube video. And if you watch this on Facebook, which it'll be uploaded to eventually, you know, in the show notes there or show description, whatever it is, all these links will be there. Gloria's Facebook page, my Facebook group, my website with all my shows since 2010 are, because I didn't do videos till like 6 months ago. All my shows since 2010, 9/11, Sandy Hook, Apollo, Flat Earth, Mandela Effect, it's all there. And just make sure you sub my backup channel too in case I get banned again. I'm sure that's coming. I just got back from a ban. So that's also linked below The Real News Online. Same as my website, same name as my Facebook group, therealnewsonline.com. So thank you guys. I'm probably going to come out with another short video or two during the week, maybe. Not sure. And we will be back next Saturday. And I don't know, maybe, I don't know. We'll talk about what we're going to do. I have a couple ideas, Gloria. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Dose of Reality Radio, video, whatever the hell it is. Paul Knight, Gloria Cannata, Brian Stavely. Good night, everybody.
Night, guys.
Night.
Yeah, it was.
It's still live, though.